Nate Cannon is a transgender author who is very open about his struggles transitioning from Jennifer to Nate. In his first book, published under his birth name, Jennifer, he talks about his struggle with addiction and his path to recovery. In his new book, published under his new name, Nate explores the way his gender transition intersects with his physical disability, his recovery from addiction, and his mental health.
At the time, I was still a woman. And through the course of writing that book, a lot of things came back to the surface for me that I recognized had actually been very important in terms of my identity, and that I had been confusing my sexual orientation with my gender identity for much of my life.
Nate Cannon wrote his first memoir in 2012. 6 years later, he has ran 14 marathons, stayed sober, and finished another book. But this time, he is thrilled to see his true name on the cover.
I've gotten so used to crossing out Jennifer and writing Nate on my previous book that it's going to be strange to not do that going forward with the second book.
For Cannon, publishing under his new name is a momentous step forward. But he says he can't forget what it took to get him where he is today.
It feels more authentic to me. And for a while, you know, I really did want to just kind of throw that last book away and just say, you know what, Jennifer's gone. I'm now legally, hormonally, physically Nate. This is who I am. Forget that. But much as we know about history in general, if I forget my own history and don't embrace that, I might end up going down some of those same paths.
With his new book, Dying to Hang with the Boys, Cannon says he hopes people going through similar situations of addiction or transition will be able to learn from the mistakes that he has made.
Those folks that might read that will then know that they're not alone. And they might be able to obtain from that too a little bit, just a little bit of knowledge that might help carry them forward.
And make them feel heard.
Trying to kind of just give a voice to a story that is not unique to me, but that might be a voice that hasn't been heard, I think is incredibly important right now.
Reporting for KVSC News, I'm Spencer Schott.